From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. After much controversy, Facebook announced this week it is tackling its massive, messy fake news problem. The social network has been criticized for serving as a platform for spreading misinformation on a wide scale, an issue brought into sharp relief following the election. So it has a plan to work with fact-checking organizations. Alex Heath reports on Facebook for Business Insider. Alex, how's this going to work?
Facebook is partnering right now with Snopes, FactCheck.org, ABC News, and PolitiFact to fact-check news stories in your newsfeed.
And what is it going to actually look like for the user?
So when a story has been marked as potentially fake or fake, you'll see a warning saying that it's been disputed by third-party fact-checkers. And then when you go to share it, you'll get another warning say, hey, just to be sure so you know this is potentially a fake story.
Who's going to pay for all the fact-checking work, et cetera?
That's a good question. I think remains to be seen. This is a small test. Facebook's currently not paying these partners. So I think if they see it work, then they might start to do it more officially and pay more outlets. But I think the biggest issue for them going into this is going to be getting a bipartisan system for fact-checking this, because conservatives are already upset about these organizations that Facebook is partnering with because they see them as either leftist-leaning or hyper-liberal. So they're going to need to have a mix of voices and authority in how they do this.
Fair enough. Alex Heath, reporter for Business Insider. Alex, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
The whole Yahoo, sorry we were hacked refrain got a sequel this week. An announcement from the company said that in 2013, 1 billion email user accounts were apparently compromised. Not great news for Yahoo or users whose email account passwords, phone numbers, dates of birth, and even security questions were stolen. Maybe a good time to be in the password manager business. Password managers are those services that manage all of your password keys in one place and promise better account security. One of these services with about 10 million users is called LastPass. Jonathan Borthwick is the product lead at LastPass. Jonathan, what is your service seeing this week?
We do definitely see spikes in new users and re-engaged users around events that drive a lot of headlines. But really what we see is a kind of steadily growing baseline.
I imagine there are still vulnerabilities for a company like yours, even if you are super focused on safety and security, right?
Yeah, so we're continually testing our own security. And
I know you guys were hacked last year, right? But the hackers failed?
There was a vulnerability at LastPass last year. What that really did is allowed us to show that the security model and the methodology that they use is really sound. We never have access to the passwords. They're encrypted locally on your machines, either your mobile device, or your laptop or desktop. So even if somebody were to get into some of our various subsystems, all of that data and the passwords are heavily encrypted, and there's not a whole lot they can do with that.
You're obviously biased, but do you think absolutely everybody should be using a service like yours?
I do. Really, people have gotten a little bit of security fatigue, and one of the studies we did showed that people would rather scrub toilets or do laundry than create another account and another password at another site. but to take advantage of all the apps and services that are just multiplying by the day, you need to. Each of them require a different account.
Yeah.
It's really about usability, and in doing so, really increasing people's security at the same time.
John Borthwick, he is product lead for the password manager service LastPass. John, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
By the way, another one of these password management services called Dashlane told us the company has seen a 40% jump in traffic to its website since the latest Yahoo breach announcement. Also, a 33% increase in activity from its existing users. Marketplace is a nonprofit, listener-supported service. Think of it like crowdfunding old school. Keep our coverage strong and relevant. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount counts twice, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. You can donate at marketplace.org by December 31st. It's Silicon Tally time. Our guest today is Justin Hendricks. He's the executive director of the NYC Media Lab. Justin, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
13 minutes.
I'm stumped. I don't know the answer to that one.
This is how long it took a drone to deliver Amazon goods via Amazon drone to a customer in the UK. This is apparently the first Amazon delivery by drone.
So I guess anything marked fragile would be something you'd want to avoid having delivered by drone.
That is right. All right, what do you got for me?
$6 million.
$6 million is the amount of money that someone spent on a marketing campaign for a startup that makes something that's actually worthless.
So it's actually the amount that New York City announced this week that it will invest in building a virtual and augmented reality lab.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so New York is going big on VR, AR to try to speed the city's adoption and industry around these technologies.
Very exciting. All right, one new company.
It's the number of companies that an employee from Magic Leap joined that is essentially in stealth.
No, this is actually not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the number of companies that Google created this week. The tech giant announced the start of its new independent self-driving car company, Waymo.
Oh, that's right.
And the team has already conducted the first fully driverless ride on public roads. The car had no steering wheels and no pedals, and it went around on city streets, and it was carrying someone who is blind.
Wow.
All right, hit me.
One day
the robot overlords will arrive.
One day was how long it took for there to be an announced ban on self-driving car service from Uber in San Francisco until it gets a state permit.
Yes.
Some of the cars were spotted running red lights, and that prompted the California regulators to essentially say halt.
Wow. Justin Hendricks, he is executive director of the NYC Media Lab. Justin, thanks for playing along.
Thanks, Ben.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.